Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shastra. From Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 1, the Manus, Administrators of the Universe, text number 11. Yam pasyati na pasyantam shakshuryasya narisyati tambutta nilayam devam supanamuppadavata. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly watches the activities of the world, no one sees him. However, one should not think that because no one sees him, he does not see, for his power to see is never diminished. Therefore, everyone should worship the Super Soul who always stays with the individual soul as a friend. In this way, we are remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always seeing. We don't see. Again and again, we forget. We can see through meditation. With our eyes, we cannot see. Not in the present condition. Yet, there are great saintly personalities that even directly can see the Lord face to face. And their qualities are confirming again and again that indeed they are seeing the Supreme Lord. Just like in the case of Prabhupada, they asked him so many times, did you see God? Did you actually see God? Huh? You actually saw? Prabhupada said, yes. I'm seeing him right now. I say, whoa. Then they say things like, can I also see? Prabhupada said, yes, you can also see. But you become like him. And then he points some devotee, fully tilak, shaved head. Swamiji, but my family. Prabhupada said, then don't ask to see God. If we want to see, we can see. But Prabhupada said, you have cataract. You cannot see. Your eyes have to become uncovered. Ata Sri Krishna Namadina Bhavad Gre Amundriye Sevun Mukehi Jivadu Swayameva Spuratyada. With the blunt material senses, one cannot see the Supreme Lord. Sevun Mukehi Jivadu, if we satisfy the Lord with our seva, especially with the chanting of the holy name, then he may reveal himself to us. Because if the Lord reveals himself, then one can see. Just as it said, Vyasa Prasadat Shrutavan Saksat Darsanaya Kata. This Sanjaya, we remember at the beginning of the Gita, there is Dhritarashtra, blind. And all his sons and the Pandavas, they are in Kurukshetra. But they could not go because Dhritarashtra is blind. And his secretary, Sanjay, is seeing everything. Durdarshan, original Durdarshan. Original. Voilà. So, by Durdarshan, he could see everything. Yes. He saw everything that was taking place in Kurukshetra. And he was testifying to that. Alright, that is extraordinary. But that was not everything. At the end of the Gita, Sanjay is explaining. He says, Vyasa Prasadach Shrutavan. Because of the mercy of my spiritual master Vyas, it is for that reason that I could hear what was being discussed there in Kurukshetra, although I wasn't there. It is for that reason that I got the Saksat Darshan, that I got the direct Darshan of the Lord. Otherwise, it would not have been possible. But by the mercy of satisfying the spiritual master, yes. Once one has satisfied the spiritual master, then it is possible. There are different ways one can satisfy the spiritual master. One can perform the seva according to the general standard. Spiritual master is satisfied. Nice. But is he satisfied? Is he really satisfied deep within the heart? Or is he just satisfied that yes, general standard is followed. Very nice. Or does he want to see that his disciple will make a special sacrifice? What do you think will give the better result? If one wants to really come to this point of capturing the Supreme Lord, then one must capture the heart of the spiritual master. Whatever it takes is not so simple. 16 rounds may not be enough. He may like, he may be pleased, but it may not capture him, may not conquer him, may not actually conquer his heart. So if one wants to conquer the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one must do something extraordinary. It is difficult because we are always looking at our neighbors. Oh, he got 2 chapatis, I should also get 2 chapatis. Yes. No. Everyone is getting 2 chapatis, I should also get. Like this, we are constantly looking at our neighbor. Oh, he's chanting only 16 rounds, why I should chant more? Yes? No? He's not following 4 regulative principles, why should I follow? Nobody is following. No. If nobody is following, then nobody will go back to Godhead. Sunday feast, so many people. But if they are not following, then they'll have to come back. They have to come back, not only to the mandir, but to this material world. And again, take the association and the mercy of the devotees before they become eligible to receive the full mercy of the Lord. Partial mercy of the Lord can be there. Yes. The Lord is pleased with the tiniest little bit of seva. Krishna, one of his Krishna's names is Achyuta, the one who is infallible. Srila Prabhupada gave one explanation in the Krishna book of this word Achyuta, this name Achyuta of Krishna. And he said, Krishna is known as Achyuta, the infallible one, because he never fails to notice the smallest service that has been offered. So, when I read that, I thought, this is very nice. Krishna is so merciful. The smallest service he notices, and he will never fail to notice that. One verse in Bhagavad Gita is a famous verse. Nehambikramo nasasti pratyavaya navichyate svalpamapi asya dharmasya trayate mahatubayat. This verse is describing that in devotional service, there is no loss or diminution. Rather, whatever service one performs, it will always remain there. The benefit of that service will always remain. And it can save one from the most dangerous type of fear. So Srila Prabhupada, in relation to this verse, spoke of the spiritual bank balance. And he said, we all have our spiritual bank balance, and whatever service you do for Krishna, it stays there as your credit. And he says, if you do any more service, it will add to your credit. So it's very good. So I was always thinking, well, all right, if there is spiritual bank balance, then where is the interest? So for many years in the back of my mind, I was thinking, well, where is the interest? It's in the bank. If it's a bank balance, there must be some interest. One day I was reading in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion. And there was a passage which described that pastime in the court of the Kauravas. Draupadi is there, all the Kauravas are there, and Yudhisthira has just lost her in the gambling match, and Dushasan is getting ready for some action.
And Dusasan has decided that he will pull off Draupadi's cloth in public to humiliate her. He begins to pull the cloth. And Draupadi, in the beginning, she holds on to the cloth with two hands. But then this big Kshatriya, muscles like an elephant, what will she do, right? What can she do against him? So at one point she realized, this is useless. This is no point. What can I do? I will not be able to protect myself. The only one who can help me now is Govinda. So she threw her arms up in the air. Hey, Govinda! And then, of course, Govinda supplied unlimited lengths of sari and the entire room filled up with cloth. And Draupadi still remained covered. So this is a very famous pastime. We all remember this, and with pleasure, actually. But not only are we remembering it with pleasure, it is said, Krishna says, whenever I remember how Draupadi, at that time, threw her hands in the air and just prayed to me, whenever I remember, my appreciation for her increases. That day, when I read this, suddenly I realized, I found it, the interest. I found it, the interest. Just see. Krishna says, whenever I remember the service of Draupadi, my appreciation for her increases. So, here is the interest. Now, the next question remains, what is the percentage? When we talk interest, we want to know. So, what is the percentage? This is my question to you. Is there any pakka maravari or some... Mahaprabhu. he says 10%. It's from the Marwari site. Is there anyone else who wants to try? How much percent? Well, yes, full surrender, 10%. That is true. But Krishna says, whenever I remember. Now let us think about Krishna for a moment. Krishna says, whenever I remember, my appreciation increases. Now, we sometimes get a little forgetful, you know. Say, where are my glasses? Always, where are my keys? All the time. Where is the phone? Yes, you have to ring the phone to find out where it is. These things are going on, right? So, we are forgetful. If we ask, Prabhupada oftentimes gave the example. If we ask, yesterday at 4 o'clock, what were you doing? Some will remember. And then we say, and the day before at 4 o'clock, what were you doing? 12 days ago at 4 o'clock, what were you doing? How can I know? So we are forgetful, very forgetful. So what about Krishna? Is he known to be forgetful? Does he have a problem with old age, forgetfulness? No. Krishna says to Arjuna, he says many births, both you and I, bhaumni janmani vyatitani, many births, both you and I have passed, my dear Arjuna. But Krishna says, but I can remember them all, and you forgot. So Krishna, he doesn't forget. So Krishna says about Draupadi, whenever I remember the service that she performed, that surrender at that time, my appreciation increases. Whenever he remembers, and he never forgets. What is the percentage? Unlimited. My financial advisor. Very good. I brought him here. Yes, the percentage of interest in the spiritual bank balance is unlimited. That's a good investment. Quite all right. Can't complain. So only a fool would not make such an investment. Everyone is always looking for some opportunity for investment, and no crisis, nothing in this investment. In fact, when the crisis was there, the stakes of Krishna went up. As all the stock went down, Krishna's stock went up immediately. More people came to the temple at the time of the crisis. See? So, it is like that. Krishna's... So there is no loss, only gain, only profit. But still we are not investing. Manda sumanda matyu manda bhagya manda hi upadruta. We are influenced by this age of Kali. Kalavis mean yuki janaha. By the influence of the age of Kali, we are too lazy, too lazy. Do I have to all the way invest in spiritual things? So difficult. All the way go to the temple. Every day lift my hand, my whole hand. Yes. Put it inside the bead bag. Oh, these beads, they are so heavy. And then chant, chant. Oh, how can I do it? It's too tiring, too tiring. Yes, I can read newspaper, but I cannot chant. So in this way, every day, we have to chant. That is the only way. We are looking at the associates of Lord Krishna. Sometimes we are reading about the pastimes of Krishna. These pastimes of Krishna are very, very nice. I was reading how after Krishna's birth, Vasudev had sent Gargamuni, Gargacharya, to come and to perform the birth ceremony. So it is said when this Gargamuni arrived, Nanda Maharaj was so pleased because he said, Gargamuni was an ocean of austerities. So it is said, austerity is the wealth of the brahmanas. These brahmanas, they are performing austerity when others sleep. These brahmanas, they are already awake. In the early 70s, I came to India on pilgrimage to search out the truth. And I traveled through India for many years before what he told you. Before I joined in Vrindavan, I traveled for 8 years in India. And at that time, on my first journey, I came to Benares, Varanasi. Actually, to tell you the truth, I came from Pakistan. And at the border, they wanted a big bribe to let me out of the country. It's so troublesome. Then I came to India, and I came by foot. I walked into India, and there was a sadar with a big mooch, big mustache, this big. Serious, I think, like he put something at night to make it like this. And he had some big turban, and he was sitting behind his desk under a tree. So I thought, coming from the West, this was unusual, you know, an officer under a tree. So I was quite impressed, right? I think, wow, he's sitting under a tree. This is amazing. So he says, so why have you come to India? I said, well, I heard India is a very spiritual country. He said, very good, very good. Then you will go to Benares. I said, yes, yes, I will go, because you don't argue with a man with a uniform. He said, yes, yes, you will go tonight and I will buy you the ticket. And he did. And he sent me on the train to Varanasi. Well, I was on the train and all the way from Amritsar straight to Varanasi. Long, long journey. So The train was very full, and up in the luggage rack, just like those fellows up there, there was a sadar with the blue kurta, and he was just chanting the whole way, Ram, 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 Ram. After 1 hour, I was looking, Ram, Ram, Ram. After 2 hours, Ram, Ram, Ram. After 3 hours, Ram, Ram, Ram. So I was impressed, I must say. This man, he keeps on chanting. It's amazing, amazing. And everyone on that train was religious. There were Muslims doing namaz. There were others, Hindus, praying. Everyone was praying. So I was wondering, am I on the right train? Maybe this one's going to heaven. Anyway, when I came to Benares, I didn't want to stay in some hotel, and someone invited me, said, yes, you can stay in our house, no problem. So at night I was sleeping on the roof and everything was fine. But at 3 a.m., very loud, some loudspeakers. At 3 a.m., these loudspeakers began to play tambura and mantras. I couldn't believe it. Coming from the West, I was shocked. At 3 in the middle of the night. What is this? At 3 a.m., middle of night, I was thinking, what? So much noise. The whole town will be awake, right? And everyone was getting up, not everyone, some were sleeping, carrying on sleeping. I don't know how they slept, but they did. And others went to the Ganga. So this was my first confrontation with ancient culture of rising early in the morning. The sacred time of Brahma Muhurta. This is the time the Brahmanas rise. Any ordinary person will think, oh, 3 o'clock, forget it, too early. Sleep 3 more hours at least. 6 is also early. Even 7 is not bad. But no, these personalities were performing tapasya. Tapo divyam putrakayena sattvam sudyatyasmat brahma sukhyam tanantam. So this is now lost. This is now getting lost very fast. Just somewhere between MTV and Bollywood, this is lost. Lost, lost, lost. Yes, what would we care about such things? Now we are modern. Modern, these old things finish. Now, we don't care. We just at night. Bombay is now famous. Or Mumbai, sorry, now is Mumbai. Mumbai is famous for party city. They say world number one, party city, Mumbai. I saw somewhere some newspaper said, international newspaper said, party city number one, not Rio de Janeiro, not New York, not London, not Paris, not Tokyo, not Amsterdam, Mumbai. Yes. In Spain they say the night is young, la noche es joven, the night is young, right? You know what I mean, right? Yes, it is 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, the night is young, the night is young. We carry on. Who is rising now, early in the morning? Yes, anybody who's up at 3 a.m. probably stayed up all night. That is the situation in this time. And the result is that at 3 o'clock, they are in the mode of ignorance. Tamagun prabhav mein hai. Bilkul. Completely covered. Probably they have taken some substances also that are available in party cities. What to do? So then, this is wrong. This is a useless waste of time. So this temple, these temples, they offer us shelter. Shelter from these lower modes of material nature that capture us, bind us in deeper and deeper entanglement until every action leading to a reaction of suffering. That is the result of that way of life. So we must rise early. no later than 4. Can we do it? Yes, we can. If we go to bed no later than 10, then why not? Then we can do. Then what will we do so early in the morning? Take bath. And then putilak. And then we chant and the world is asleep. Except for the partywalas. And we will chant, but we don't care about them. We will chant peacefully, very peacefully. Nothing to do, too early. To call somebody, too early. The phone, you don't even need to switch it on. No one will call you either. This time is reserved for a very important meeting. You put a sign, do not disturb. Very important meeting in progress. Very important. I was here in India the year that we opened our temple in Delhi. That was a special opening because that day the Prime Minister of India was coming to our temple to open the temple. Bajpai, that was not a small thing. That was quite big. So I was there already a few days before. And I saw the Black Cat Commandos come into the temple and they were bringing dogs everywhere. They're sniffing everything for security. And at one point they came into my room also with metal detectors and the dog sniffed me also. And I was not explosive. So I passed the test. And then at that point, yes, I got a VVIP, not VIP, VVIP badge, and only VVIP were allowed inside the temple at the time that Bajpai was there. Anyway, when Bajpai came, and he came into our temple, that day was a historical day in our movement, a historical day for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Because on that day, the most important person in India was present on that occasion. On that historical day, the most important person was present, and Bajpai also knew it, namely C.C. Radha Partisarthi. They were present. Yes, on that day, they were present. Most important personality in all of India, present right there. In Delhi, on that day. Very, very special day. So, can we remember that? Can we remember that actually not only on that day, but that on every day, the most important person present is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What I will say now is not for brahmacharis, all right? But for those who are inclined towards the Grihastha Ashram, which still is the majority of the population. That's why I'm bringing it up. When a man looks into the eyes of his beloved, he can tell her the following thing. He can tell her, he can say to her that you are the most important person in the world for me after Krishna. Just tell her that. Just tell her that and everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. Yes. Then such a husband, if you have such a husband, then you are very fortunate. Such a husband you must serve and follow. Because such a husband can take you back to the spiritual world. So such husbands we need. But where are they? Where are the men of principle? Where have they gone? We hear that in ancient times, in India there were no banks. We hear that people would deposit, if they had some extra money, they would deposit it with some grocer or some store like that. And there was nothing signed. They would give 5 lakhs, like that, nothing signed. You will do that today. Only if you are a big mafia boss can you afford to do something like that. Nowadays, yes, you need everything. Will you come? Will you come? Yes, yes. They say yes, yes, and they laugh in your face. Will you come? Yes, yes. He already knows that he doesn't mean his yes, yes. Nowadays, we say yes, yes, and we don't think anything about it. This is the culture now, modern times. But not so long ago, there was a time when a man, once given his word, for nothing in the world, would he break that word. Srila Prabhupada was such a man. And Srila Prabhupada expected the same thing from us. Srila Prabhupada would say that at the time of initiation, a devotee would take vows. He would make promises. And then if they would not follow, Prabhupada would say, but you have given your word. Hare, I've given my word a million times and I broke it a million times. What's so special about that? Prabhupada said, no, you've given your word. So this movement, this temple is meant for that purpose. It is not about the gold decoration. It is not about the nice painting on the ceiling. It is not a temple that the essence is how beautiful it is. And we must visit this temple because it's so beautiful. No, why is it so beautiful? For the pleasure of Krishna, as an offering to Him. Not for us to enjoy, for Him to enjoy. I was in my travels, I was in Spain, and I stayed in a small temple, Barcelona. Small temple, small restaurant, and then that year, the Manipuri devotees who are performing their dancing and their martial arts, they were also in Spain, and their flight came through Barcelona and they missed the flight. And there were 32 of them and the temple was small. So they had to wait for 5 days for next flight. So everywhere there were Manipuris. Two Manipuris in the shower, even a Manipuri in my bed, Manipuri on the table, Manipuris everywhere, right? You go in the kitchen, they're cooking some Manipuri sabji, right? It was Manipur. But then, when it was Sunday, they dressed up in their costumes, these famous Manipuri, and the ladies with these famous skirts that come straight down, and the men with turbans and the white suit and the big drums and all the madangas. And we went into the street and Harinam. And we did big Manipuri Harinam. Well, we got 1,000 people. Oh, Hari Hari. And then they said to these 1,000 people, they said, if you want, you can come to the temple and there we will do a performance. So, of course, so many people didn't fit because it's a small temple. Anyway, some people fit. It was packed. And then the Manipuris, they did a big performance. They were dancing and jumping around. And then they did Ras Leela dance. And when they did the Ras Leela dance and performance, they were doing it with their back to the audience and with their face to Krishna. This was first class. Big dancing performance. And all the audience saw was the back of the artists. That's all they saw. Big dancing performance for the pleasure of Krishna. First class. First class. I was impressed when I saw this. I thought, this is really first class. So yes, for the pleasure of Krishna. So here we come. We come to this temple. Not just because there is nice atmosphere and nice prasad. That is one thing. Because it is a nice thing to do on the Sunday, what else is there to do? And it doesn't cost anything. It's cheap also. No, that is not why we come. We come here because we realized that it's not so cheap, but that actually it is very precious. That it is a very precious opportunity. A very precious opportunity. Bhavanam jamanamante jnanavamam prapadyante vasudeva sarvam iti samahatma sudurlabha. So many lives we have already spent. Puna punas charvita charvinanam, chewing the chewed. So many lifetimes. This lifetime they came to Krishna. Now what will we do? Will we become serious? What does it mean to become serious? What does it mean? To become serious means to become honest. If you come and say, yes, yes, I will be serious. I will give my life to Krishna. Then you are an actor in a Bollywood movie. Yes, big movie, you know, called Surrender. And it's, you are filmed and you come in and you make big prayer. Big. You have big donation, big, everything big, and you are big devotee. No. It has to come with honesty and realize, I am not at all a big devotee. I'm a big rascal. Everybody knows it. Just look in the mirror. You know very well. You know very well. Your face may not show it. Yes. I was just, as I was traveling to India overnight, I spent the night in the house of some devotee, and they had a book. And on the book cover, there was one man with a briefcase. And above his head, he had the halo, that circle. And on the back, he had the tail of the devil. He had both. So, you know, we look in the mirror and we have that face, but we don't put our tail to the mirror. So like this, we can understand our position. We have become corrupted. We have become corrupted. This is the fact. We have become dishonest. Bacha, chup karo. We have... Tum kya karte ho udhar? All right. No, so we have become. It is all right. It is all right. Don't worry. We have become corrupted. That we have to recognize. We have become influenced by the bad qualities of this age. We have learned it already when we were children. Yes. Then we already learned and we grew up like that. In the schools, in the college, everywhere, at work, in the movies, in the magazines, everywhere we learned it. In the street, all the nonsense we have learned. So, anthropologists have given an interesting definition of man. They have said that man finds himself suspended between nature and culture. And it is very difficult to separate the two. So here we are, a combination of nature and culture. Or should I say, a combination of nature and lack of culture. Then what will happen to us? Yes, so many bad habits have become our second nature. So this is what we are coming with. When we come to the temple, we don't come as great devotees. We come as typical cases from the age of Kali who have problems. We have problems. And we go before the Lord in all sincerity and we beg. Only those who go as beggars, just like Srila Narottam Das Thakur was saying, Amito Kangala. I am a beggar in Bengali. I am just a beggar. I'm going before you, my Lord, as a beggar. I have no qualification. Whatever I have, you gave me. And I misused it. So what claim to fame do I have? Think about it. Whatever we have, we misused it. He gave it to us, and we misused. So what claim to fame we have? So we come before the Lord in honesty. This is the beginning. Realizing that, yes, I am a rascal. I have developed many bad habits. Now what will I do? So then, Krishna understood. Krishna understood when Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And Sanjaya was there as a witness to it all. Sanjaya was exceptional, because Sanjaya had followed his spiritual master perfectly. But who can do this nowadays? Very rare. So Krishna said at the end of the Gita, Sarva Dharmam Parichayam Mamekam Saranam Vraja Ahamtam Sarva Pahapevya Moksha Shyami Masucha. Krishna said, give up all varieties of activities, just surrender unto me. I will deliver you from the reactions of your sinful activities. Do not fear. But nobody surrendered. Then Krishna thought to himself, let me appear again. And he appeared again, and let me this time teach by example. Because what do you do if you have a bad student? He doesn't learn. He has to write and he can't get it right. Finally, you take his hand and you make the letter. So, like this. Oh, like this. Aha. Achcha. Samajh gaya. Theek. Aisa. So, in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach by example. He taught by his example. And then he gave instructions to Srila Rupa Goswami. And Srila Rupa Goswami, he gave us a process, a systematic process by which we can overcome our bad habits, by which we can become purified. So don't think it's going to be easy. Just like if you have bad habits, smoking, it's not going to be easy. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. You want to quit smoking, it's not going to be easy. But smoking is a stupid thing. There is nothing good about smoking. It's right now, it makes you short of breath. It gives you high blood pressure. It makes your head foggy. It spoils your eyesight, and that's only the immediate. What to speak of the long term, where the chance for lung cancer increases and so much suffering and all that. So it is a stupid thing. There is anybody who smokes is stupid. There is no better word. It's not a polite word, stupid. But it is the truth. Sometimes the truth must be spoken, because it can wake people up. So smoking is stupid. Yes? Bewakuf. Hindi aata hai humko. Lekin. So, it is like that. It is not very intelligent. So, at one point one decides, I want to give it up. I really want to do it. Then it will be a little difficult. So, spiritual life, don't think it will be cheap at first, that it will be easy. It will take some serious endeavor for purification. This is required. It will take it. It will take some discipline. How can we do it? Together we are strong. Together we can do it. In association we can do it. Under the guidance of those who are more experienced, we can do it. In that way we shall do it. And no one can stay behind. The strength of the temple is depending on the strength of the devotees. It is on the strength of each individual. Everyone carries the responsibility to come up. Everyone will be accepted from wherever you are, but you must come up. If you start on one round, then after some time it must be 2, and then 4, and then 8, and then 16. Yes, why not? And it doesn't like that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Chaitanya Bhagavat said that he would not accept any offering from anyone who was not a lakpati. Every day local brahmanas were inviting, and he said, I will only accept the offering of a lakpati. Oh, everyone said, lakpati? We are not lakpatis in those days. 500 years ago, a lakpati, now is crorapati. But lakpati was something impossible. Huh? Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out, no, not in terms of rupees, in terms of chanting. One who chants 100,000 names a day, 1 lakh of names a day. So 1 lakh of names is the same as 64 rounds that we are chanting on the beats. So in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya performed this pastime and said, I will not accept any offering from anyone who doesn't chant 64 rounds a day. Ay, 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 ay. Mahamuskil. This is not simple. What to do? It's not practical. How can you chant so many rounds? Even the brahmacharis are crying. They are saying, oh, we cannot do this. What to speak of, you know, grihastha, there's no time. There's no time. There's no time to sleep. No, this is not possible. So the devotee said to Srila Prabhupada that it was not possible. So Prabhupada made it less and less, and first 32, then 25, and finally he said 16, no less. So Prabhupada said chant 16 rounds. So what is the significance of chanting these 16 rounds? On many occasions, Srila Prabhupada spoke out quite clearly about the significance of these 16 rounds. He said, if you during this lifetime follow 4 regulative principles and chant 16 rounds, then you will go back to Godhead. And then he said, I guarantee it. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. 3 times he said, I guarantee it. He said it on several occasions in different places. Prabhupada said that when Lord Brahma gave the benedictions to Hiranyakasipu, that he would not die in the day, in the night, not inside, not outside, not on the land, on the water. Said then Krishna upheld the words of Brahma and he killed him on his lap. It wasn't on the ground, it wasn't in the air, and it wasn't by a man, it wasn't by an animal, because he was half man, half lion, and so on. He fulfilled all the conditions in. Not by weapons, but by his nails. Yes, Hiranyakasipu. So, katam. So, that was done. And then, Prabhupada said, yes, risiuchu. When the saintly personality speaks, the Lord will uphold. So, if you follow 4 regulative principles and chant 16 rounds, the saintly person says, if you do that, you must go back to Godhead, then you will go back to Godhead. Prabhupada said like that. So on many occasions, he pointed this out. So this initiation, the 16-round initiation, is the back to Godhead initiation. That was Prabhupada's mission. Back to Godhead, this lifetime initiation. So that's why it is quite pressing, quite urgent that we come to this standard. You think, this is so difficult. 16, I am chanting already 8. This is very good. Alright, get up 1 hour earlier. 1 hour earlier and you will chant 16. How to get up 1 hour earlier? Put your watch 1 hour ahead. There's one solution. Right? Yes, so somehow or other, go to bed 1 hour earlier. People that have a problem in getting up in the morning, they don't have a problem in getting up in the morning. They have a problem in going early to bed. They have a problem in going to bed at night. If you are in bed early enough, then at 4 o'clock you cannot sleep anymore, even when you try. Yes, you will rise. So we need this quality. And I know many devotees who are actually following these standards at home. Nicely, every day. And chant 16 rounds. And they are eligible to go back to Godhead this lifetime. So this is actually what this movement is about. What our purpose is. This is our purpose of the Sunday feast, actually. That everyone will come to this standard and then will maintain it. So the Sunday feast is, first of all, to wake up those who are sleeping and who are not yet there on that level. I think, well, 4 is also good, not bad. It is not bad, but not good. Yes, not good enough. Sorry, 16, no less. See, yeah, but that is only grandmothers, they chant like that, right? Yes. Grandmother has time for this. Old people, they have time for this. No, even the young ones can do it. Yes. Yes. Everyone, for Prabhupada gave initiation to all, men, women, irregardless. It is for all. The chance is there. It is a chance. If you want to take it, take it. If you don't want to take it, miss the boat. The boat is there. You can get on board. You want to take, take. You don't want, all right, boat will go without you. No problem. No ticket. Sorry. I have to stay behind. It is like that. Those who do not take advantage will have to stay behind. Say, well, it's not so bad. Swamiji, it's not so bad to stay. It's all right. We take a few lives. It's not so bad in this world. Just wait a while. It will get worse and worse. Bhagavatam is describing. Already is getting quite bad. Recession. And if you're not afraid of the recession, then what about 2012? The movie is coming. Everyone, oh, the end of the world is near. It is near. The end of the Maya calendar. Very good. The beginning of the Krishna calendar. So, for us it's quite good. Yes, let the Maya calendar come to an end. Sounds good to me. You know, Maya's had time enough. It's time for Krishna. But we can already start now. We don't have to wait to 2012. We can start now. So this Sunday feast is giving us an opportunity to wake up and take shelter of this process. Take shelter of Krishna. Pray to him for mercy and strength in all honesty and humility. I am fallen. I need help. Then look for help. And then take the process. And then those who are already following, for us, for those who are following, the Sunday feast is there as a support, association, as a reminder. Because we are prone to forget all the time. Where is my phone? Where is my beat back? Where is my beat back? I haven't seen it for 3 days. Yes. So, in this way, being in the association of those who are serious, we can also become serious. It doesn't matter who we are, what our position is. Because in front of the Lord, nobody is big. Everyone is small. Everyone is small. This is the fact. All right, I've taken plenty of your time, and I do not wish to make you too tired with my lecture. But my conclusion is clear. We must make that sacrifice, that special sacrifice, to attract the mercy of Krishna. Those who are eager, tatra lulyam apimulyam ikalam, eagerness is the secret to success in spiritual life. Lulyam, this eagerness. Not just automatic ritual, no, eagerness to serve. Eagerness to serve. Eagerness to chant. Eagerness for mercy. Eagerness. And there is no loss, because the interest percentage is pretty good. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? Please.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for a wonderful class. Maharaj, as you are saying that once you come into Krishna consciousness, your heart should be very clean in front of Krishna. If you are not keeping a clean heart, Krishna is not going to accept you. So the problem for us is we understand Krishna consciousness. We take little bit somewhat Krishna consciousness seriously also. But that hypocrisy in our heart is not going. We wanted to show that we are something which we are not. And although so many years goes in our Krishna consciousness, but we wanted to see that image which we have in the front of other devotees, we wanted to maintain that image. And whatever that is there in our heart, all those things, we don't want to expose it out. And because we are not able to expose it out, that clean slate which we wanted to show to Krishna, that is not coming up. Although we are doing everything, whatever things has been told, chanting 16 rounds early in the morning, all these things we do it, but because of that hypocrisy, it becomes a completely thorough blockade. And we know it that we are doing hypocrisy, yet we don't have the heart to open ourselves and tell them, this is what I am. This is what my situation is. Please accept me whatever I am. That type of a boldness we don't have. So Maharaj, what should we do to have that type of a boldness where we can be thoroughly open and say in front of everybody that this is what I am, please accept me. And because we don't have that, Krishna doesn't accept it and we don't get the nectar of devotional life. So can you just explain it, how to have that boldness to be very open in front of everybody?
There are many factors that block us from this kind of honesty. One is our pride, our false pride. What will people think? What will they say? That is one fear. Another fear comes also that in this age, it is difficult to trust anyone. Love, yes. Trust, you know what I'm saying? To trust someone is not easy. How will you trust someone? Yes, yes. We love you too much, but trust? TK, bye. As long as I have the chabi in my pocket. Then we will trust you too much. So trust is also difficult in this age, because who can you trust? So first of all, the senior devotees, they have to create an atmosphere of being trustworthy. They have to be trustworthy. They have to be kind. They have to be supportive. So that at least if not in front of everyone, at least in confidence to some senior devotee, someone can open up his heart. If not here, in front with the microphone in front of everyone, then at least in front of some senior Vaishnava. That may be easier. So the seniors must be exemplary, trustworthy, kind. They must have... The seniors, it's not only what they follow. With the seniors, it becomes important who they are. And they must be genuinely kind. They must be genuinely supportive, appreciative, yes, of like Krishna, of every little bit of service. So that we need. All right, but what if we are a senior? What if you are one of those seniors and our heart is still not pure? Then we pray to Krishna. My dear Krishna, here I am. You know me better than I know myself. In spite of everything I've done, I have actually not wholeheartedly applied myself. Somehow or other, my Lord, without your help, I cannot even do it. Please help me. Please help me to become a pure devotee. Please help me. In this way, a devotee is always praying for the help of the Lord and is always turning to Krishna for help and turning to the Vaishnavas for help, to the senior Vaishnavas for help. And in that way, little by little, by the help of Krishna and the Vaishnavas, it can happen. Of course, Krishna has two ways of helping. One is he gives some sweet mercy and the other one is the salty mercy. The salty mercy we don't want. We want only the sweet one. Yasyam anugrinami taddanam harisesanai. Krishna says, sometimes I take things away. If I see that my devotee is just so attached, then sometimes I take things away. Also, yasyam anugrinami. Sometimes, not always. The proof is Sudama. Sudama came poor and in the end he became rich. So, don't be afraid of Krishna. But yes, sometimes he takes away. But we must go to Krishna and ask him for help. Then, imagine, your whole life goes by. We see each other sometimes. The years gone by. It's been a long time since I was here. And then, we've become older. Your hair is more safed. Yes, there is more white now. Me too, I didn't lead the kirtan today like I did in previous years because I needed some rest, what to do. Doctor's orders, such is life in old age. So, it's time is moving along. And have we really become pure? We know. We know the truth. And Krishna knows even better. So what to do? Imagine what will happen at the end of our life. Still not pure. Then we have only one thing. Only one thing left. It is known as asabandha. Asabandha is hope against hope. Hope against hope that in spite of our lack of qualification, that still we get the mercy of the Lord and we're praying for it. Krishna, please overlook my faults and please, please, please give me the mercy. So gradually we have this asabandha. Please overlook my faults and somehow or other we endeavor at least by some service to satisfy Krishna. Maybe I have so many faults. I do. But at least let me, with all my faults, do some seva. And hopefully, Krishna will give me the mercy at the end of this life. Prabhupada said, 16 rounds, 4 regulative principles. Let me at least do all that. Then, I guarantee it, you'll go back to Godhead. Then, on the way back to Godhead, the qualities will be adjusted. So there is hope. There is hope. Somewhere in the spiritual world, they wouldn't let you in and wouldn't let me in with our present qualities. We know ourselves very well. Right? They wouldn't let us in the way we are. So some adjustment would follow. Because, you know, at the end of life, our case will be judged. Right? And they look at it. And they go like, what to do? It's a problem case. He didn't do very well. Some say, well, maybe we let, let him pass. Maybe he was nervous during the exam. Others say, it will be better if he does it one more time, right? One more time, just one more life. But then, in the middle of this discussion, where some say, let him pass, others say, no, better he fails. In the middle of this, someone will say, no, but this one is one of Prabhupada's party. So, Prabhupada's party? Oh, let him go. So understand that we are not just being judged on our own performance. Prabhupada has prayed for us. He has prayed that all these people may be delivered. How can Krishna deny? The acharyas have prayed for us. Our guru is praying for us. The service of our spiritual master puts weight in the scale at the time of our departure. And that may just tip the balance. So hope against hope. Hope against hope. Somehow or other, let's give it our best. Even although I know what you know, and you know what I know. What to do? You have to put on the mic.
Hari Bol. Maharaj, you are speaking about getting up early in the morning and doing the rounds and associating with the devotees. One fear is always used to be there that as and when the age increases, naturally the body will go on giving lots of problems and lots of complications. And it might be becoming difficult for maintaining this type of a lifestyle when your old age is coming up.
Huh.
So at that time, how to see to it that schedule remains, because at that time death is coming nearer and we might be taking something for granted if the schedule is not maintained.
Well, if you can take rest at other times, that is good. Then you can maintain the schedule. So take some rest. But the main thing is this. When you are in old age, then you can take retirement. Then you have the whole day. So then you don't have to rush out the door early in the morning to work. You have the whole day. So in old age, you have the whole day to chant. So you can take, even when you're very slow.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram. Even Mangong Kisha, Hare Kisha, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. It's all right.
Even when the back, and they have to put, three men have to put you in the chair. Even if the chanting is not possible with the right hand, because the right hand doesn't work. All right, we let you chant with left hand for emergency. But somehow or other, yena tena prakarena mana Krishna nisiyat. Somehow or other, fix that mind on Krishna. And as we're getting older, there is one thing in our favor. We know that time is running out. And it makes us a little more serious. A little more serious. You see? So that helps. It helps, actually. For a devotee, old age is not bad. It is good. First of all, if you haven't been so sinful this life, if you didn't drink all those drinks and didn't smoke all those smokes and didn't take all those things, then if you lived a life a little bit sense controlled, you may maintain better health. But we see what Krishna gives us. Whatever he gives us. But somehow or other, we fix the mind on Krishna. I don't know what he has in store for us. If you can't get up at 4, get up at 6. But chant 16 rounds. That you must do. That must be done. If you can't chant 16 rounds, then you're already dead. Then you're not old, then you are dead. Good. Yes. Yes. I cannot turn my neck. Old.
I was thinking that problem for when we chant, I think old age, we feel sleepy. But I found Srila Prabhupada, I was reading, he was asking many people, or I saw in class many people feel sleepy, they are young. While reading also, if they watch TV or they go anywhere else, there is no sleep at all. But when we chant, when we read, we feel very sleepy.
Yes. So, cold water.
Is there any method by which we can chant properly? Because it's not only old age, but even young people feel sleepy.
Young people, they sleep like anything.
Yeah. So how to get rid of that while, particularly when, if they work in office, if they feel sleepy, they will be kicked out of the office.
They will be kicked out of the office. Yeah. So should we also kick them? no, I am with you, Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much for your point. I'm joking just because on Sundays I always joke a little bit. It is a serious thing, and fresh air is one thing. So we can do some material things, you know, like fresh air or. I do know someone who really puts some cold water in his face, yes. It works, if you want to try. Others, if they cannot chant sitting down, they fall asleep, they walk. They walk. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would walk up and down. That is also authorized and allowed. But the real thing is, we are not taking it serious in many cases. We're not taking it serious. We're taking it cheaply. We're doing it mechanically. We're just chanting. We don't make much of it. We don't make much of an effort, and therefore we get very sleepy. Because we are sleepy about spiritual life. It is our general commitment is low. When our commitment becomes higher and we get more serious, I really want to chant good rounds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Those are not the rounds you fall asleep. It's more the... Those ones is more easy to fall asleep. You can, it's almost there. Yeah? It wasn't far away. Yes. So we must invest in the chanting. It's you get back what you invest. So that is one reason, lack of commitment, why we are sleepy. But I can also imagine, though, that health problems can occur. Even some medication can be there. And then the medication can make sleepy and drowsy. And in old age, these things are happening. And what can you do? It's easy to say, yes, yes, yes. But it does happen. All right. Then struggle. But somehow or other, still complete the chanting. So it may be, there's no guarantee that we will have good functioning of our physical facilities until old age. There's no guarantee. We may be incapacitated in some way or other. It could be. But if there's a desire, we will do it with struggle. Old age brings struggle. There is no doubt. Some struggle will come. We are all, those who are getting older are experiencing already the struggle. So what to do? But when there's desire, it will be done. So ultimately it's a matter of desire. And when the desire is very firm, we will chant somehow or other, even when we are ill, even under difficult circumstances, we will do it. So it's a matter of desire. And that desire, we can build it up. We don't have to wait till we are old and see if we have any desire. When we start young, then we create a habit. And old people, they cannot change. They cannot change. Whatever they've done their whole life, they will do it when they're old. They cannot change. This is the advantage. So you just start young, build up the good habit, and then it becomes easy. We see that our acharyas, even in their old age, were chanting huge numbers of rounds. And that they were diminishing their sleeping. They were not sleeping more, they were sleeping less. So if we become eager to serve Krishna, then Krishna will give us also strength. Because it's not all about our endeavor. It is also what Krishna gives us. And the more we try to satisfy Krishna with eagerness, he will give us mercy and strength. He will empower us. Then, even in old age, one can chant. Prabhupada wasn't sleeping. There's that famous Janmastami in New Vrindavan with all the sannyasis. And Prabhupada is reading Sanskrit slokas, and at one point all the dandas are falling forwards like the forest, the trees are falling over. Everyone asleep. And Prabhupada was the last one awake. Everyone was. Yeah. Krishna will inspire us. But when we don't do much for Krishna, then we stay in the beginning stages. One can stay a whole life in the beginning stages. So we must do something special. Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the brilliant class. Just two questions, Maharaj. First is, you mentioned in the last portion of your class about eagerness. And sometimes we see the eagerness in devotees where things are new. But how do we maintain the newness of Krishna consciousness after spending many, many years in Krishna consciousness? That's my first question. How to maintain the newness of Krishna consciousness? And number two is, you mentioned that the point of Asha Bandha, and you said that that Prabhupada is praying for us. But the tendency of devotees who are conditioned is that, you know, we get too comforted by the fact that Prabhupada has prayed for us, and then we try to not really improve, just being and we're happy with the fact that we are part of Prabhupada's mission. So sometimes that point of Prabhupada praying for us becomes actually
detrimental
for our spiritual life. So these two questions, Maharaj, I had on how we can.
Okay, number one is, we should not, the eagerness in new people is not very deep, and therefore after some time it may get lost, and then it needs to be revived, because we find that the road is long. But if we look at the eagerness in the mature devotees, that kind of eagerness can nourish us. That can nourish us. That can give us new life. So we must look at the eagerness in the mature devotees, because where is it that they get their strength? Where is it that they get the desire? Where is it that they are just year in, year out, carrying on and just doing so much service, so many things and austerities for Krishna? Why? So much sacrifice. How are they doing? Where is this eagerness? What is their secret? Find out and serve them. By serving them, we will also develop this eagerness. Same thing. Yes. So one must associate, especially look at those who are eager. That opportunity is there. That's the first answer. The second answer, yes, we can take it cheaply. The Prabhupada has prayed for us. But don't forget, I said it in combination with 4 regulative principles and 16 rounds. Chant that. And try to chant it, to offer the best possible quality in the chanting. After that, then hope against hope. But first fulfill the condition. Not just hope against hope, don't do a damn thing and keep on and hoping against hope. No, you can hope and hope for a long time, but not yet. Not ready yet. Then you'll miss the boat. No, but if we follow the teachings of Prabhupada, we follow what he gave, and then we fall short, then we can hope. TK. All right. I thank you so much. What I will do is I will chant for 5 minutes more just to end it up, and then I'll let you escape.